Good morning, Anne. Go ahead, Anne.
Good morning, Stephen. I agree with everything the gentleman from Uri said. And I cry out to all Catholics and all Christian-minded people not to vote for Sinn Féin, because it's Catholics that vote for Sinn Féin. You can be sure of that. And I certainly will never vote for them again. And it is, I don't want to see the law passed, and I hope and trust in God that all Christian-minded people, Catholics and other denominations, will not vote for Sinn Féin and will go against this.
Opinion, even I think Anne raised a really people are in favour of equalising the law with respect to same-sex people. It's time all politicians, whether they're Sinn Féin, DUP or anybody else, listen to the people. The people want to leave discrimination behind. Those are from our sad old years.
Don't be mixing political discrimination up with this subject. It's got nothing to do with it.
It's a very strange thing.
It's got nothing to do. It's an insult to people that are married. I'm 50 years married. How dare they? How dare they?
I'm very happy married with children.
A relationship to a marriage of 50 years. And there's many, many more people, same as myself.
It will not impinge on my marriage one iota.
No, Lynn, we'll tell you. You can think what you want, but let all Christian-minded people and Catholics do not vote for Sinn Féin. I would give my vote to the DUP before I'd vote for Sinn Féin. And I hope and trust in God that other people do that too. Or else go and destroy your vote.
The Catholics and Protestants agree on this issue. That's one of the saddest things about this motion is there's a great deal of unanimity across Catholic and Protestant people. It's been turned into a political football.
Catholics have voted for Sinn Féin. That's why they're in where they are. You can be sure of that.
So you would destroy your vote, Anne, based on this one issue. This one issue.
Sinn Féin.
Based on this one issue.
On this one issue, yes.
The previous vote was very strange, Stephen, in that you had almost the entire nationalist community voting in favour of gay marriage, and that simply doesn't represent the opinion on the ground. And the Catholic Church came out very clearly this time and said that.
Put to the vote of the people of Northern Ireland. Do they want it? Put the vote out and see what happens.
And how would it affect you or your life, Anne, if someone decides that in their life...
It's an insult to the sacrament of marriage in my life. I made that vow 50 years ago, Stephen, and I've had a wonderful, happy life. And I wouldn't have had it any other way with the blessings and the sacrament of marriage, just like any other Christian
now,
that has been married in church.
Martin wants to speak to you, Anne. Good morning, Martin.
How you doing, Anne?
Hello, Martin.
Right, well, look, I'm a Catholic too, and I live in Belfast. And to be honest with you, what does this actually change?
It's an insult to the sacrament of marriage, Martin. Marriage is the only seven sacraments. If you're a Catholic, you should know that. The church should teach you that.
I'm actually Catholic, but to be honest with you, the institution's created by the Catholic Church.
Pardon?
The reason why I don't actually practice.
Pardon?
It's actually anti-humanist. And to be honest with you, the Bible has actually been...
Look, will I tell you something? Are you a practicing Catholic, Martin?
I'm immemorial.
Are you a practicing Catholic?
And also, this whole notion about it doesn't need to change.
Practicing Catholic, Martin?
However long it was, everybody was convinced that the word
If you're a practicing Catholic and you believe in the seven sacraments. And marriage is a sacrament.
Anne, I want you to have a listen.
Instituted by God.
Anne, can you hear me?
It doesn't change anything.
Right, listen.
I'm not being forced to marry a gay person. It's just a
There's nothing wrong with them having a civil service if they want a civil ceremony.
Okay.
Marriage. It's not about law. It's about acceptance. Gay people and lesbian people want to be accepted in
Okay,
society.
I want to bring Connor in this morning. Connor. I want to bring Connor in. Good morning, Connor.
Oh, good morning.
Good morning. I want you to speak directly to Anne. Anne, you're still there, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
Now stop shouting and have a listen to Connor. Go on, Connor.
I'll tell you what, I'm a gay man, so but you know what? Build a bridge and get over it, you know. It's not going to go on billboards, so it isn't advertising gay marriage.
Nothing against gay men or gay girls. If you want a civil service ceremony, okay, God bless you, live with that way. But it's not a marriage. It can't be a marriage. A marriage is a sacrament. You go into the church, you take your vows, between a man and a woman. Your mother and your father done it. My mother and father done it. That's what marriage is. Not between two of the same sex. But if you want to live that way,
that's fair.
I have nothing against it.
Not all the province is going to agree with you on that. You know?
Thank you. That's all I ask for. Don't compare it to a marriage. Because if you do, think of your own mother and father, your grandfather, your grandmother. How did you all get here? By marriage.
My family accepted.
I don't mind if you're gay. God bless you. I don't mind. I've nothing against gay people. But I am against making marriage.
Stephen, I fear Northern Ireland is going to be left behind on this issue. Like,
never mind. Let me tell you something. There's more wrong with Northern Ireland that needs put right. And there's not, that's the main thing. Think of the economy.